to change. That's why we're new creatures. But many people, when the Lord comes in and changes us, we want heaven, and we want to live forever, but we don't necessarily want as much change as it takes.
Yes, that's true.
You understand? Now, I'm going to use this analysis, this analogy, but you got to really stay with me on it because this is a tough analogy. But if you get it, if you get it right, you'll understand what I'm saying. Okay. Let's say for an instance, I'm almost there. Let's say for an instance, the only people who are going to be in heaven, is everybody still listening to me?
Yeah.
Because if you mess this up and you go out and say that I preached this and it was an error, it's because you weren't listening. Let's say for an instance, this is not true, but what I'm getting ready to say, for just for an example, let's say that everybody who's going to be in heaven is going to be Japanese. Say everybody in heaven is going to be Japanese. Not going to heaven unless you are
Japanese.
Does everybody understand me?
Yes.
You have to have the Japanese mind. You have to have the Japanese way. You have to be, in order to go to heaven, you have to be
Japanese.
And you got to act like the Japanese people act. And you got to think like them, because the Japanese, this is not true now, I'm just using this example. But the Japanese people are the people who are pleasing to God.
Yes.
All right? I'm choosing them. And you say, I want to be pleasing to God. Then you have to act like the
Japanese.
But after a while, since you're not Japanese, you're going to get tired of acting like
Japanese.
But the Japanese people are the only people pleasing to God. So it would be unfair for God to say to me, you have to be like the Japanese, unless he had the power to change me and make me Japanese.
Yes, sir.
And the reason why I use that analysis is because that's what it's like when you're trying to live saved without the Holy Ghost. What you don't realize is you're having a hard time living saved, and you're looking at the people who have the Holy Ghost, and you say, they just go on with life, and that's just their life. They just like that. They ain't got no wild mind like mine, and they not, you know, they don't act like me. Saved men don't love women like I love women, and saved women the reason why you're not like the reason why you have a hard time living saved. Because the only people who can live saved are the people who God has put his spirit in and made them his.
Yes, yes.
So then if you're going to make it to heaven, not just make a run for it. You know how some people make a run for something and they get halfway and decide, don't think I'm going to make it. Run for about 5, 6, 7, 8 years, say, I tried that heaven thing. It didn't work out for me. The reason why it didn't work out for you is because the change that comes when the Holy Ghost comes, he changes you into a person who's going to heaven.
Yes.
It is a real change.
Yes, sir.
It's just as real as if I said to you, the only way you can go to heaven is be Japanese.
Yes.
And then I say, but I have the power
to
change you and make you
Japanese.
And then you have to say to me, yes, make me Japanese.
Yes.
Right. And so it says in John, now I'm finishing so you get my scripture. And to as many as believed him, gave he power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
To as many as believed him, gave he power to become
the sons of God.
You can't become the son of God, a son of God, without the power.
Amen.
That he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You can't become a son of God without the power. So that's why people struggle trying to make it to heaven. Trying to make it to heaven without
the
change that comes, the power.
Yes.
And the rest of us, we're going through the same trials and tribulations that you go through, but we're just striding right along. And this comes and it doesn't stop us because we're different. We've been changed. And this comes along and it doesn't stop us because we've been changed. And that holds you up. But we've been changed. And you have a hard time believing. But we keep on believing because we've been changed. And you have a hard time catching on. But we keep on going because we've been changed. It isn't that we were born this way, naturally. But when we were born again, we were changed. Because the same scripture in John goes on and says that we were now born not of the will of the flesh, but of the Spirit of God. That's why in 2020, if you have the Holy Ghost, allow Him to work more in you. He's making that change so that whatever comes your way won't stop you from making it all the way to heaven. He's making that change so that you're able to go through whatever comes. And He's making that change so that no matter what happens, you can glorify God. The only people who can do that are the people who have been changed. Everybody else is just trying to act like they've been changed. And sooner or later, at some point or another, you get tired of acting. And the real you comes out. Unless the real you has been changed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, Elton. Praise the Lord. Y'all give the Lord a hand. Y'all thoroughly enjoyed yourselves tonight. Did you enjoy those ladies? Did they preach well tonight? Praise the Lord. Now I want you to stand to your feet. And look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you know?